Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And the full-time whistle goes and Liverpool have booked their place in the League Cup final for the first time since Jürgen's first season in charge. Wow, 2-0 at the Emirates. Two goals from Diogo Jota. Celebrations galore in the away end. Stihorn, my word. Just a wonderful, professional, lethal performance from Liverpool tonight.
There's levels to this game.
Yes.
And we are better than Arsenal.
Yes.
And even, I know they've got players missing and we've got players missing. We are better than Arsenal. You referenced the Champions League final against Spurs earlier, and that was a game of levels. The better team just controlled the game, dominated. Yeah, they got half chances. You only need to make a save because they always will. But other than that, it was just like a thoroughly easy-ish professional performance with a clinical goal scorer. Like Diogo Jota, what a signing he's been already. You know, he's taking us to Wembley once again. And listen, Jürgen Klopp loves a semi. He's only ever lost one.
He's only ever lost two-legged ever. Cup games ever for Liverpool, hasn't he? And they were the last two Champions League.
It was three. It was three. Oh yeah, it was Southampton and two Champions Leagues. But they were in semi. But in general, the semi-final record's absolutely ridiculous. And once again, all the cry arson after last Thursday. I keep saying it. Like, stop writing Liverpool off. Every one of you who are watching, listening, or doing anything, stop it. It was one game and it was 0-0. It was not the end of the world. It was absolutely fine because that's what we can do. And that's they put a better team out than they did at Anfield, and they had 11 men for most of it as well. And we just played off the park. It was easy. Easy game in general. Listen, we have to work our nuts off, don't get me wrong, and good defending at times.
It doesn't come by accident, Steve. You know, you're right, you know, Liverpool, Arsenal tried the best. Arsenal threw the kitchen sink at us there. And you saw it. We talk about the teams and the players that are available there. Neither side had much beyond the first 11 there. You know, Liverpool have brought on our second or third choice right back toward the end. Yeah, we brought Minamino on, but we started with a 17-year-old kid on the right wing, etc. There wasn't tons there in terms of positively changing the game if we needed to do. Both teams had their best 11s available out on the pitch, and Liverpool's 11 was better than Arsenal, not just in terms of personnel, which it was, but also in terms of how they conducted themselves on the pitch. Arsenal went to try and blow them away. They went to try and do everything in their power to upset Liverpool. And they kind of just took it. You know, like, it's a bit like those moments in, like, anime and manga where someone gets attacked and it ends up in a big cloud of smoke and you're like, oh, that will do them in. And then the smoke clears and they're just stood there fine. And that was a little bit like how the game went.
Didn't lay a glove on us. The best chance was the free kick, which, again, really good save. And other than that, what, they had one other shot on target.
Well, they're dangerous moments. Martinelli looked dangerous, but really, like, what?
Well, Kelleher didn't have to make a save, did he, really? Thoroughly professional performance. And when you've got magic men in your team, like Jota and like Trent Alexander-Arnold, if you can keep the back door closed and just be solid, and you're always going to create chances. We create chances in every game, and you've just got to make sure that someone's there to put them away. And in that fella, and I get it's been like a month since he last scored, but he's a genius. He's an absolute genius in front of goal. He's a lethal finisher. We talk about Salah, we talk about Mane. He's as good as them. He really is. He's an absolute superstar. He's the next one. It just so happens that he's the third one we've signed in the Jürgen Klopp era. He's a third world-class forward, and he's absolutely brilliant. and he does it again because that's what he does. He's a goal scorer. He's just predatory. The two goals are so well taken.
Yep.
I get the first one's a scuff shot, but
they spent £50 million on Ben White there to help sort their defence out.
Made a shot three or four times.
Absolutely ruined White tonight.
Yeah, he did.
He has that moment on the left wing where he leaves him for dead, and we nearly score when it cuts back to Kate Gordon, and we're unlucky not to actually, because we could have won that game by more. That's a bigger chance than Arsenal crafted in the whole of the game.
Yeah.
And you're right, and you know, a couple of times he gets in behind him, and the one, particularly the goal, that's Arsenal's best. If it's not their best back four, you're splitting hairs between Tavares and Tierney.
It is their best back four. Like, yeah, the rest of them, Tavares isn't great, but you know it is, and it's the best goalie. And like I say, I get the midfield, he had issues in midfield, I understand it, but so everyone's got issues. Listen, we're without our best team as well. But what I would say is that in every one of those big moments in Liverpool, Ben White is a yard behind Diogo Jota because he's a yard off him because of the level, again, levels of the game. It's just like instinct, movement, precision, bits of quality. Because we keep saying Martinelli was dangerous, and he was. But for what? Where's the product? What's he doing? Saka was the same. By the way, two very great young players. Mm-hmm. Smith Rowe as well. But like
Smith Rowe, I don't remember him doing anything in that football match.
Where's the product? What's it lead to? It's all right, being nice and fancy, and he got a Trent a few times, and he turns Virgil one time, does really well. But someone else is there. You've got to put it on the end of it. Jota, clinical. Two shots, two on target, two goals. Perfect performance on the Reds.
Sorry for interrupting your show, but we have our incredible streaming service, Redmen Plus, and we are so proud of the content that we produce. If you like the stuff that we put out for free, please show your support. Join Redmen Plus and get every single episode that we produce directly into your ears in your native podcast app. Just go over to theredmentv.com, sign up, and enjoy even more Redmen content.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I thought I've criticised our game management at times this season, and again, Brentford comes to mind and Brighton comes to mind, and we've had loads of these times where you're thinking, fuck's sake, Reds, you made that harder work than it needed to be.
Yep.
That was easy. Just basically, we were saying, at some point, we're going to jab yous, and the knockout punch is coming, and yous will take it.
Arsenal, I think, were lulled into a false sense of security by last week, and they were correct, so yeah, made up that with that draw, because it felt like a win. And I said this at the time, Bayern Munich came to Anfield in the Champions League, no Virgil van Dijk, and got a draw, and we're like, yeah, we got a draw, that's it, game over, come back to our yard and we'll do it, and we battered them at the Allianz. And because they thought that it was done. And look, this is the thing about this, all the postponements, all the things going on. Liverpool lost the advantage of this game being at Anfield and it being under lights and us having a big chase to win the game or whatever. We've gone to their ground with a capacity crowd of their fans. And they're a much more solid outfit than they've been in the last couple of years as well. They're a better proposition, and we've absolutely done them. And I'm made up with that. Do you want to just go through the stats of the game for us?
Yeah, so I want to bring this one up first. Obviously, it's the areas of play there. If anyone who's watching can see on the screen, basically both sides attacking heavily down the left hand side, which we referenced, didn't we? They were definitely targeting Trent, and we were going down the left with the Jones and Jota duo there with obviously Andy Robertson getting involved as well. I thought that was interesting because we always go down the right, but again Kate Gordon's playing and Henderson wasn't really getting an attacking sense, but we identified the left as perhaps a weakness, and listen, pays off again. Jota has Ben White on toast a couple of times, and the goal obviously comes from Jota making runs from there as well. In terms of actual stats of the game, so yeah, possession was in the end relatively even because we go down to 54. I think a lot of that is the last few minutes where Arsenal had a lot huffing and puffing without really blowing the house down. We had 11 shots. Away from home, 11 shots. Yeah. Three on target, five off target, and then three of them were blocked as well. Arsenal, two shots on target all night, and a reference, one was a free kick. They didn't lay a glove on us at all. And then obviously, in terms of big chances, Liverpool had two and missed one. I think I'm guessing Cade Gordon's counts as a big chance. They're not obviously counting.
Yeah,
they're not counting Jota running across the edge of the box as a chance. They probably need to pay some more respect to Diogo Jota. That's a big chance. We obviously hit the post as well.
Yeah.
With Konate's header. We just played them off the park in every sense of the word. Passes, accurate passes, long ball, crosses, everything. Tackles, we tackled more, even though we had more of the ball. More level on interceptions, yeah, we were just magnificent. And I think I was saying to you before, like, Arsenal want to be like this gnarly football team, and but like, they're masquerading at times as a gnarly football team. It's why they keep getting sent off.
Yeah. I said this, it's like when Everton have Ross Barkley or Tom Davies or Jack Rodwell in the team, and the conditions be like, oh, you've got to go and fight and be dogs of war, and you're good footballers, stop trying to tackle, and you'd end up in trouble for it. You showed the amount of red cards they've had since Arteta's come in. It's mad. And that's just down to them trying to be something that they're not naturally. We saw it. They've got Odegaard in midfield, and we walked all over them.
Yeah, the first goal just comes right down the middle of the pitch. Got a super... a members chat here from James Lim. Lim's appropriate for that away end. Jota's world class. When Milner leaves, Jota's got to have the seven. He's wavy. He's becoming a legend day by day. Completely widget. He's another superstar. I think he just gets overshadowed sometimes because he's not actually first choice all the time. He probably should be. He's an absolute superstar. And then Trigg Josh, good friend, £5 superstar. Thanks, Trigg Josh. Do you think Chelsea will be intimidating in the final, knowing our position in the league and the fact that we'll have Super Mo and Super Sadio by then? Listen, Chelsea will fancy the chances because they've actually done all right against us at the season, but then I think it was Dan Kennett, our good friend, who was going all through the season, and he'd been looking at the stats on Chelsea, and every single time they were like, he was like, this isn't sustainable, you can't just keep having defenders score goals for years, they're not as good. Tuchel in a final, he's gonna have a game plan. We saw them have a game plan for Man City in the Champions League final. They'll be a tough test.
That'll be a hell of a game. But we owe them as well.
And we do. And listen, we've got goals. We've always got goals in the team. Can we keep the back door closed? Have we learned our lessons? Again, referencing game management. The Chelsea game was a shit show of game management. If Liverpool just tidied that up, they'll be fine.
We had to play them. Like, they go down to 10 men at Anfield, and they park the bus, and they're going to be great at parking the bus and doing that. We played them at Stamford Bridge. We haven't even got the manager there, and there's players, senior players, missing out to the starting 11, and we managed to, we get draws in those. I genuinely hope that we're able to put as close to our best team out there and really give it a good old, game.
And that's
we'll
what Rem says that again, £1.79 super chat. Thanks very much, mate. The Chelsea game was going to be a bore. They will sit. They might, and that's what they can do. But listen, we'll save that for another day.
Well, they tried that against City the day, didn't he? And City were just too good in an attacking sense for them, and that's what Liverpool have got the potential.
Jota the slaughter will be on there.
We've got some comments from our club legend Discord before we wrap up. Got a lot of people talking about the cup trebles and doubles and what have you, but I just thought it was a good comment. It's something that you kind of said there, Scott Tierney, talking about, especially when people shit the bed last week. And that's the thing about, we've got to remember, the social media reaction to how Liverpool perform is not a true reaction of how good or bad things are. Sometimes it's maybe too big, I actually find it's never quite as big as it should be, but it's always, in a positive sense, but it's always much bigger to make it feel worse than it is. So yeah, try not to buy into the negativity. This Liverpool team are absolutely something else, and they're certainly better than Arsenal. Treble could be an option, says C. Ryan. John O'Connor says Anfield South, here we come. Let's do a Houllier season, says I, Dad. Quadruple still on, points out Oddbod 2512. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, we'll have to see what Liverpool can do in the coming days and weeks.
Absolutely, mate. Well, listen, there's a team that's built to win finals. It does. Like, we're a super, superstar team. We're coming up against another very, very good team. We'll get there. But what I would say is, like, Arsenal are a good Premier League side, and they've got some very good players, and they've got a threat. We are levels above them. And listen, we might not win the league this season. We might not, because odds are that Manchester City will. That we are still a phenomenal football team without our best, two of the best players. We've got other players injured. We've had players in AFCON. We've had all kinds going on. Sub goalie in goal. And we are still well better than them.
We've had a month more, 5 weeks of, maybe even more, 6 weeks of losing major players out of the team at a drop of a hat and isolation to not being able to train and all that. And like, there's a point where we're in danger of getting into February. And we've still got to get through Palace at the weekend, by the way, but get into February and things could look very, very healthy for Liverpool. And all of a sudden, you know, you just got to fight. You've got to keep going and you've got to see what happens. And if Liverpool can't win the league, then they've got to do everything in their power to try and hoover up everything else, because that's what top teams do. And this was a massive step in that right direction. Right. Yep. More to come from me and Steve. The Instant Match Reaction will be streaming live and available on demand over on Red Men Plus. If you head to theredmentv.com right now and get signed up, you'll be able to get yourself prepared for that, and then obviously you can watch us. I'll be doing your reactions to this game with fan reactions very shortly, then Steve will be doing player ratings thereafter. But yeah, if you head over to theredmentv.com, check out Red Men Plus, our Liverpool streaming service. We've got tons of content to come tonight and going into tomorrow, where there'll be the final word show, and we'll be obviously heading towards the Crystal Palace game at the weekend.
Yeah, so all you have been asking where Chris is, there's your chance to get more pay jack in your life. Touch wood, he has to test negative tomorrow. I'm sure he will. If he does, then yeah. If he doesn't, I mean, God knows.
More Tom in your life.
You'll have more Tom and Ross, but that's fine as well, because they're equally as legendary. And Tom looks a little bit like Diogo Jota, and we all love Diogo Jota, so yeah. So what more do you need? But yeah, man, to wrap it up, Paul, I'm sure you'll agree, like, thoroughly professional. Relative, like, as semi-finals go, it was very reminiscent of the Champions League final. Just, yeah, boxes tick, do your job, lads, and we'll be absolutely fine.
That was 18-19 Liverpool, that was 19-20 Liverpool, because that's what Liverpool this is. That's how good this Liverpool can be. Ultra-professional, doing the business and getting themselves into big, big games of football once again. Right, yes, we're going to check out from here. Do stay tuned on the YouTube channel again, or we'll be streaming on Red Men Plus as well. Your reactions to this game. Send us your reactions via the tweet or in the live chat as well. I hope you can check that show out. And again, do go over to Redmen Plus and join us live for the Instant Match Reaction. We'll do a little bit more proper chat around the game. I've got a little bit of time to focus on it. But yes, thank you so much. Thank you, Steve.
Pleasure to be here. What a team we are.
And big thanks to Joe behind the scenes as well. And yeah, we'll see you all very soon. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.